Could you please inform us how that was addressed to the speaker
or national? I couldn't follow.
How that was addressed to the speaker, sir or master?
You could repeat it. Yes, sir, from there is all right.
Do you follow what she said?
She just wonders how she should address you, Master.
I am a man like you, with two hands, two eyes, two feet.
Thank you very much.
She thanks you for coming.
That much. Thank God you see, you are directing me here.
Would you be so kind to tell us how your teaching is religion from Jesus and Abraham's teaching?
Please relate how your teachings relate also to the teachings of Jesus.
I find missing the basic teachings of all masters, whether of the East or the West, is the same, has been the same. For want of practical people, we do not have the right interpretation thereof. All say the same thing, of course, in their own language, which was prevalent at the time. All say God, there is God. God is love. He is the maker of all universe. He is the controller of the universe. He permeates our universe. He resides in every heart. So all the universe is the true home of God. In the miniature scale, this man body is two temple of God, which he has made in the womb of the mother. And man body only, we can meet God, and in no other body. We are fortunate to have the man body. So, say God resides in every heart. God has seen it, nobody has seen at any time. God, when he wanted and one and wished to be many, there was vibration, that power which came to expression, God's expression power, is called word, naam, shabd, kalma, which is the creator of all universe. He is the maker of our universe, he controls our universe, and also controls us in the body. So in man body only we can know God. But to know God, we must know ourselves first. Because God cannot be known by the open faculties, our mind, our intellect. Soul alone can know the old soul, because our soul is of the same essence as that of God. So like knows the like. So those who have got this man body, this is golden opportunity that we have got, and we have to see whether we have known God or not. In whose company we can have this privilege? Those in whom God is manifested. Those who have been sent by God. Such masters come from time to time to guide the child humanity. So we have respect for all masters who came in the East or the West. The basic teachings we are given the same. So I don't find any difference between the basic teachings of the Christ or of the Master. So I have respect for all.
Okay, anybody else here? Yes?
What about the use of theory in the spiritual world?
That's about the use of peyote, which is a hallucinogenic drug for spiritual awakening.
That is hallucination. No spiritual problem. Those should be avoided. Man is conscious being. He has to be more conscious. All drugs which go to mar our consciousness are to be avoided altogether.
Because no kind of any drug can give you spiritual enlightenment except hallucination and negative effect.
So we can only secure experience when we rise above body consciousness. Where the world philosophy ended, there the religion starts. The world religion means reach back, leisure to bank. But know ourself by self-analysis, by rising above body consciousness, and then we will be able to know God. This is a practical experience while wide awake, quite conscious, not under the effect of any intoxicating drug.
Yes, speak loudly.
How is that hallucination formed?
You say, how hallucinations are formed?
Hmm?
How hallucinations are formed?
When a man is in a drunken state, he doesn't know what to talk.
Speak loudly. Yes?
About the radiance that surrounds enlightened beings, and he'd like to have this point clarified for him about the aura, the radiation of spiritual people.
Each man has personal aura. Whatever thoughts he has, they radiate out of the man's body. About 6 inches, this person aura, everybody else. Though there are more spiritual people, they have got more person aura distance, sometimes yards, sometimes miles too. That depends on personality. So this is just radius of the inner condition of the soul. If you want to verify it, you can sit, stand in the sun with your back against the sun and watch your shadow very closely. You will find radiation of the different colors of whatever man has in your life. Our master used to say, when a man comes, we see it is just like a pickle in the glass jar or a candy. Those who are yogi kai, they do see. So that is not radiation, you see. Those who sit in the field of that radiation, they are affected. And also those who sit receptive. Not that body is theirs and mind is running away out anywhere else.
I have been reading last night, Grandpa, about astral traveling. Is it worthwhile for spiritual evolvement to aspire to astral travel?
Is it all right to try to do astral traveling? She's not initiated on it.
If you are conscious, then you can rise in the body consciousness and you are wide awake. Even then, without any destination before you, you are only aimlessly awake. First of all, when you can rise above body consciousness, that's fine. If then only the question of arises next. Can you rise above body consciousness? No, then. So there are absolutely master teachers what to follow from the some guidance should be there. Otherwise, man is only fitting the time. What do you think?
Yes, sir.
Master, in a book called With the Master in India by Dr. Julian Johnson, he stated that once right above the thousand-headed lotus, there are different regions that you go through, like there's a flower garden and an aura and different valleys and things and mountains. Should one pay any attention to that during the journey? If one has had experience with it, should any attention be paid to these regions?
Are you initiated or not?
Oh yes.
Then why is he read from the book of Dr. Johnson, the great master in India.
Yes.
In which he described that after crossing the thousand feet of lotus, one comes across so many regions.
Yes.
Is it worthwhile to aspire for that or not?
That guidance is given by the master within you. You are not all alone. Master is one who can guide you outside also. He will also help you to rise above body consciousness. And when you go within, he will meet you there to guide you further. To go all alone there is dangerous, without guidance. So Maulana Rum says, if you want to go to a place of pilgrimage, take someone who has been to that place of pilgrimage already. So in regard to there is more deceptions inside, unless man has proper guidance, outside as well as inside. So Master found the chief there, the chief becomes manifest to guide the person.
He also asked Master, should he pay any attention to scenery of mountains and flower gardens?
You tell them, when you go within, please don't be involved in the scenery. Don't ask me, what is the question about? If there's any question for nothing, then sorry. If you go within, but don't be involved in the scenery with it. There you should be out of three things. One, if there's master there. If not, if there is anywhere more light, if that is not, if anywhere any sound is coming from, so you should be one after one of these.
Thank you
very much. I was initiated into meditation by Mahavishnu Maharshi Yogi, and I would like to know what I'm doing. I just simply hearing
sound of
being
light,
and I would
like to know where I am.
She was initiated by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi.
Yes.
She's not seeing any light inside or hearing any sound. She'd like to know, have further guidance.
Look here. Maharishi Yogi is a good psychologist. Not an unspiritual way of the mind. I practice. I know it for you. He's a good psychologist. Relaxation is meditation. By relaxation you are only for a few, but more. If you are following that, all right, that won't give you light, etc. To get in contact with the light and sound which goes within, that is the outcome, outer effect of the God into spiritual power. If you are given a contact with that, that will lead you to the place from where terminated to the absolute God. So that is the direct way back to God. And the psychology is something of sort of that.
about Ekankar by Paul Critchell. If that's a Dali way to reach enlightened sound.
Paul Critchell, who has been me for so many years. I know what he is following. Light is sound, principle, meaning. What has been learned to give out in, under the name Ekankar? Ekankar means Omkar. Nothing. Now he has left the body, you see. His people have come to me, suffer with them.
Yes, so what the master thing about Scientology? There was a movement, this also psychologists, we have some...
Bring me that book and then I will let you know. Scientology, what it is, can you define it? The man will put up the question, does he know what is Scientology?
They use a gadget called an e-meter to measure their level of progress. It's a machine, and this is supposed to eliminate ego, and then they cross 8 more planes?
Right.
See, if you can, I'm doubtful about it.
That was
good. You can lose your ego only when you see some higher power is working. And you are merely a puppet there. When one has ego there, how can it cross the mind? But anyhow, I have not gone to book there. In 10 years, both in my death it could be. But anything which concerns outgoing faculties, mind or intellect, they are not what the master taught. That much I am definite.
But that was confiscated by the U.S. government. And I know Don Hubbard, and he knows about great Master Kripal Singh also. He is in England. Yes, please. All right, speak out.
He's asking if he could practice the Maharishi method of meditation and all, to relax and also practice your method at the same time.
Don't row in two boats, please.
Don't row in two boats.
We also say, sit quiet, relax, but straight. There's no tension in the body. When you're really sitting, I will not explain that in a way, but I would advise you not to row in two boats. Do one thing wholly and surely, and see the results for your own self.
Here, this
Loudly. Did you say that to go for half the yoga?
You want to know
about Hatha
Yoga?
Hatha Yoga can make your body fit and nothing more. These are different postures of exercise which makes your body fit. It is no spirituality. It has its own scope that ends with the body.
You can read Master's wonderful book called Path of Life.
I have given you a compared to study of all yoga. Each yoga has its own scope. The natural yoga that you have been put on, it is the yoga of the attention. So, if you read you direct way back to God. No hypothesis.
Read Master's book, Crown of Life, a compendium of all yoga systems. It's available at the back when you leave. Explains it all very clearly.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Speak on loudly, please.
I believe that your technique is a very valid technique. And you were talking about the two paths, I mean, about rowing in two boats in reference to the Gurpal Singh method and the Maharishi method. Now, do you agree that they are both paths, that they are both valid paths? Agree that transcendental meditation is also a valid path to the same thing?
She's asking if the transcendental meditation of Mahesh Yogi is also a valid path. She's asking if that's also a valid path.
He says, don't row in two boats. Go on with that and see by yourself what is what. I have read my degree. He's a great psychologist. I respect for him.
Yes,
sir. just a little over 100 years ago, a great beast here in Hong Kong, Gershom, and he announced that he was the supreme manifestation of God for this age, leading to the return of Krishna, Buddha, Christ, and Muhammad, and that these beings only appeared every 500,000 years, and there wouldn't be another one for at least 1,000 years, and that he initiated a whole new age in which we're in the springtime of that new age.
नहीं अरे भाई है कि 100 साल हो है 100 साल हो गए बाहुल्ला ने कहते थे कि बट देर आर नो बींग्स कमिंग हैव यू सीन एनी बींग व्हाट ही
सेड
नो हिज क्वेश्चन ही सेड देयर विल बी अपीयरिंग
नो ही हैज अपीयर्ड बाहुल्ला ग्लोरियस गॉड अपीयर्ड a little over 100 years ago, and he announced that he was the supreme manifestation of God.
He announced that he was the supreme manifestation of God for this age, and that the...
I tell you, Bahola was a mystic. He didn't know about his son and like people. I read his book. But his father forgot.
He said Baha'u'llah was conversant with the science.
He passed most of his life in death.
Yes, Baha'u'llah Abdul Baha.
Government did not allow him to preach.
I was wondering, because I cited the template, you quoted from Baha'u'llah writing in fact, in his words, and when you say that Baha'u'llah claims, what he claims to be is God himself.
Look at all those are mistakes. They have the same teaching basis as others have gone. Others, some have been very explicit in these things, others given as simple little references to it. But they are new to the way of light and consciousness. They followed or forgotten. That's what they teach you.
Always not forgotten the real truth.
As others, in all our religions, on account of practice to fall out of practice people, these are the basic teachings, but there nobody can reflect correctly.
So many people, or at least?
Is it possible for more than one Godman to be on earth at one time?
Is it all right to be under one or more Godmen at the same time?
No. She asked, is it possible that there will be more than one Godman at one time on earth?
But you say that. God again, in the sense, 100 people. One man, how can there? Some in the east, some in the west, some in the north, some in the south. He shows there are more than one. But the point is, who is the master? Master is world made self. See, world is the master. The master has said the human form, he is called a master. We respect that man's body, that man is. So God alone, God is the special power alone, which is called world now, which is manifested in man, we respect him. So master is world, world made flesh to the human world. So all masters and saints, they only come up to guide child humanity according to the needs of the child they come.
But you cannot,
there's certain techniques of massage for healing. He's just asking if you agree with certain types of massage, like foot massage for healing.
That's what you would find to say. You may think that you cannot join tonight. We go to doctor, that doctor, we have a system of treatment, that's all right.
try to keep your questions spiritual.
About what you like for, and in other words, like children, new energy, and union and growth with. I'm just trying to feel that you have to communicate with them. I mean, there's a lot of tradition. I feel that kind of puts children in a certain place that they have to grow out of. You know, I think it's a Western tradition.
One minute, please.
He's asking about children, Master.
Yes.
But perhaps a new approach to children, that they, what they have to grow out of in terms of what they learn in the society. I believe that something like that.
So something you have followed what he said?
Yeah, but he's asking about the children, how they should be brought up. And
you know, like if you're a new life form coming into this world as a baby, then how do you communicate what you are learning, what you are feeling, from this point of view, your parents...
You want to make your children ideal, isn't it so?
Yes, sir.
Then set an example. Children simply copy what you are. You don't know, but they watch you privately what you are doing. You want to make your children chaste, honest, truthful, then set an example. They will begin to do all this from us. It is we who are responsible for following the children. I tell you one instance. And then like that, everything is fine. One man came from outside. There's one daughter of the man was playing outside. He asked him, where is your father? If he's up going, ask him, I want to meet him. She said, all right, I go. She went up. Ask him, such and such man wants to meet you. And all right, tell him that I'm not home. Now I'm not at home. She came up and said, my father says, tell him I'm not at home. You follow me? How we teach each other to tell lies, to be dishonest, to be unchaste. So we must set an example. And further, their period is of learning now. They are not supposed to know everything at your level. If anything they do wrong, just explain to the child politely, lovingly, dear child, you should not write. Once, twice, thrice. You come around, poor fellow does something, you begin to rebuke him. I slap him on the face, he knows what, God knows what happened. You follow my point? It is we who are responsible for the children. Parents, mother and father both. Mother is more responsible, I would say, because there's her own, whatever thoughts she has got in her mind that affect the child in the womb too. So we want to make our children ideal, we must set an example.
My son, what part of you?
How does a wife become more devotional to her husband and husband to wife, to God?
How does a wife become more devotional to her husband and husband more devotional to his wife?
Are you a follower of any scripture? You are a Hindu, Muslim, Christian, somebody you are, isn't it? Then what do you need to tell us? It is God who unites. What God unites, let no earthly power disunite. Marriage means a companion, having a companion in life. Who should be with you? In the earthly sojourn, in weal and woe, to help each other to know what. One duty is about getting children. Mm-hmm. What God unites, we should love one another, because God has given you companion. Both help each other to know what. If at all any child is brought up, set an example to him what you want him to become. When God unites something, if you've got love for God, you should love him too, isn't it? This is all Shishya said.
Yes, Father.
Are there any innate spiritual differences between male and female?
What? Any innate differences between male and female?
Spiritual.
In soul, there's no difference. Soul is of the same essence as that of God. Dog solution of all consciousness. And the reactions of the past, these bodies are given.
What is the ultimate goal of our earthly life?
Bob?
What is the ultimate goal of our earthly life?
Well, I explained to you. Man body is the highest in all creation. It is next to God. Even the angels were asked to bow down before the man body. So this is a golden opportunity that we have been given. Why? Because in man body only we can know God and know the body. And to know God, we must know ourselves first. Because God cannot be known by the outer faculties, mind or intellect. By intellect you can understand what is what. It is the soul alone that can know your soul, because it is of the same essence as that of God. Like knows the like. So why has the man got in the ice in all creation?
Yes,
Master, I'd like to know if there is any special pronunciation on the holy words.
Okay. I'd like to know if there's any special pronunciation on the holy words.
Is there total initiation?
Well, at the time of initiation, you should give it. And those words are charged, charging us. Otherwise, these whatever names are given, they are given in the books too. There are hundreds of names of God. And it is enjoined in all scriptures that you should take up the way what Master gives. So whatever Master gives, the words he gives, those are charged with his God within him. So that gives you quick results. And those names are according, corresponding to the different planes which we have to traverse. And also those words work as a sheet anchor against any negative effect in that. All the names won't work that way. There is nothing lost in nature. You may take, use any other word, but these two things will come only when words are given duly charged by his mind. That will give you quicker results what you can do in years, you can do in months. And also it will work against any negative effects within you.
Yes, sir.
What happens to us after initiation spiritually? Like, what happens to us through our faith? Is that the catalyst that we need to?
You say after initiation, what happens to our soul? Do we progress?
Are you initiated?
No,
that is not. Initiation means the outward expression of our soul is called attention. Now all attention is identified in the body and outward world. So initiation means to withdraw attention from all outside and from the body below. Bring it to the feet of the soul at the back of the eyes. And open the single eyes to see the light of God. This is what is called initiation. And one who receives this testimony that you see is not to wait for years or next at the end of his life. You will have something to start with as a capital, some more or the flesh, according to each background. Then you have to work further under the guidance of the master.
We can't hear what you are murmuring.
Well, please, you tell, speak loudly, you say it, and another man says it, and a third man I can say. If you are outside, you will cry like anything, your wife will go try to do for long.
What I want to ask is, after initiation, is the teaching of Kriya Yoga, one of the principles of all teachings that the master gives you.
He's asking if after initiation, is Kriya Yoga one of the teachings that Master gives?
Well, you see, Swami Yogananda gave it. He has added Kriya Yoga to it. When Master do not add, they give direct content of the light of some principle with it and go on with it without any Kriya Yoga. They have taught with Kriya Yoga. That's the difference.
Master has to give it. The master is going to give us a talk tonight at the Kitsilano High School Auditorium, and I thought perhaps we could wind it up a little earlier today, and if we could end the meeting with Master's grace with a period of 5 minutes of silence, would that be?
I am here for you people. You tell me what to do.
At 7 o'clock, what time the meeting will be held today?
The meeting will be at 7 o'clock at Kitsilano High School Auditorium.
Is it,
it's a public talk.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Only thing is then punctuality added to it, and they start from home at 7 and reach at 7:30.
At 7.
Start. It means reach before 7.
Yeah.
So everybody come on time. It's at 2550 West 10th Avenue, Kitsilano High School Auditorium.
All right, God bless you. No, we want to.
If we have
all right, let to sit in sweet remembrance of God is very good indeed. Now sit in sweet remembrance of God. You know, God is all alone. He wants everybody to come all alone. You see, not even take his body with you. So forget your everything all outside, and also don't pay any attention to your body. The whole attention is sweet memory.